Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I mean, think about it like this. How many guys are there that you'd say, well, I'd rather lose Correa than fill in the blank? I'd guess there's probably now 5 to 6 guys. Verlander and Cole for sure. Greinke too. I think those three guys for sure. Altuve, Bregman, Springer, Brantley. You could argue for Yuli. I mean, there's 7 or 8 guys on this team that are less expendable than Carlos Correa.
Did you mention Alvarez?
Oh, I didn't even mention Alvarez. Yeah. At least 8.
Yeah.
Maybe 9.
You either get really charming Bill O'Brien or you get the guy you got today. Who you could tell the second he walked up, he couldn't hear the first question. And his response was basically really crappy. And then he just kept trying to leave. It's like, is that all? Is that all? And then somebody else had another question. Is that all?
I just think he's a bully.
You can tell when he walks the podium whether you're going to get absolute jerk or you're going to get a guy who actually is engaging.
Yeah. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz.
Hour number 3, Fred.
God, it's flying by again.
We call this the home stretch.
Indeed. Down the stretch we come. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will respond. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is blitzed. At Degenerates 975. Can also text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can hit us up on the Twitch channel. Just find ESPN 97.5 on Twitch.
So easy.
So you are good to go. Space Ghost says, thank you. Now all the females in the Houston area know about his gator. Says, hit me up, ladies. I'm single. brother, if you got that, good for you, man.
Good for you.
A couple of follow-up things from before Jerome came on. Somebody was telling me if you were buying... Landon Kuntz, you're a true Texan for dude who doesn't think I'm a true Texan.
That's
because
right.
I don't eat Whataburger once a month.
Kuntz Tex.
It's actually, I don't know what town it is, and maybe somebody from over there can text the show and let me know. It's 11 miles from Kuntz. It's about 2 miles from Wild.
New York City.
It's not that, believe me. But it's about 2 miles from that Wildwood golf course, and there's a really cool little bar and a really cool little country restaurant right there off of 69. So I don't know what, I know it's Hardin County is all I know. I guess I'll find out. Maybe I'll just make it my own town. I'll make it Falconville.
There you go.
But yeah, we're supposed to close on it in a couple of weeks. And a lot of people have reached out about doing some construction work and things like that. I will be getting in touch as soon as we close on it, which should be very soon. So looking forward to that, man. Foster says, Cowboys just extended Jalen Smith. What does that mean for Zeke in terms of priority? This is one of those situations, we've talked about this before. I think I don't really blame either party here. For the Cowboys, you don't have to do it. For Zeke, you know you're got a short career. You want to get paid like the number one back in the NFL, which, you know, I think he's in that discussion. So I don't blame him. I don't blame them. I just don't know if it's gonna. I don't know if it's gonna get done.
I mean, wasn't Jalen Smith entering the last season of his contract?
Yeah, so I mean, I think it's a different thing.
That's a different thing. I mean, that's if Jalen Smith was 2 years away from free agency, because he wasn't a first-round pick, so they don't have like a fifth-year option on him.
Right.
So if he were 2 years away from free agency, I could see Zeke Elliott going, really? But this is a guy who's, it's his time. The problem with Zeke Elliott, it's not, I don't think the problem with Zeke Elliott is what he's asking. I think it's when he's asking for it. And my guess is they get it done either way, but or else Elliott just sucks it up and gets back in there. because he doesn't want to sit out for 2 years. It's one thing to do what Le'Veon did, sit out for a year knowing that, you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Zeke Elliott, I don't think he can sit out for two straight years just out of spite. I can't picture that. So I think Zeke Elliott's going to play this year, and then I think in the offseason they'll take care of him.
And you put your money where your mouth is because you drafted him in your fantasy league. So
I did. I believe he's going to play this year.
Smith, have you talked about the lawsuit filed against UH? This is basically this is one of those things that they filed a lawsuit accusing the school of discrimination and failure to properly post its head football coaching position. I know they're supposed to have a thing where they post it. Frankly, I've got a couple of friends over there that I'll talk to and try to get some details on, but I don't see that.
My guess is it worse they get a slap on the wrist from the NCAA or something like that?
It's a state thing that you have to post these jobs. So a lot of people saying it's Village Mills. That sounds right, actually, but I'll find out for sure. But it's
you're going to invest in a property. You don't even know where it's at.
Well, I know where it's at. I just don't know what it's – I know it's in Hardin County as well.
Are they forcing you to pay with cash?
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm starting to not trust this deal.
No, we're financing the land, and then we're probably cash the house. We'll see. It just depends on how much it takes us to.
Boy, I need to renegotiate my deal with Mr. Gao. That's where we're at now. What a life you've made.
Well, it's not all me. Believe me, the other one does really well. I mean, this is.
That's what I need too.
just saying. But yeah, I mean, we took some of our, well, a lot of our Canadian money out to pay for it because that was retirement money. But I'm looking at this as a retirement investment. Yeah. So, and the thing is, if we get there and we don't like it, we'll be able to flip it for a lot more than we put into it. And if we do like it, which I think we will, then we've got a place for the weekends and hang out with some of our Beaumont friends on the weekends. And then it'll be a retirement place and hopefully 10 years.
All right.
So, couple movie things. Do you see that Spider-Man out of the MCU? Disney and Sony, more issues between them.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And Kevin Feige says no more Spider-Man in the MCU because they failed to reach a co-financing agreement.
I thought Spider-Man was the future of the MCU.
Well, and that's what I thought that they'd settle all this, right? Apparently not. And so I hope that this is something that now that it's public, it'll get worked out because I'd hate to see them have to drop Spider-Man. Although it looks like the direction they're going is more space, you know, for the future of the MCU. So I don't know if it's
like Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Cause, and Captain Marvel and just from the stuff that happened at the end of the movie with Nick Fury, you know, it kind of looks like space is the next direction. Mm.
I like Spider-Man better than space.
Yeah. You know what? You'll laugh at me. I watched that cartoon Into the Spider-Verse. It was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kids like that too.
Yeah. It's kind of weird because
some of them I don't like. I don't like the pig.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was one other one I didn't like.
Yeah, there were a couple that got weird. But I mean, for a cartoon, it was actually pretty good. And also in the works, a fourth Matrix movie with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss. I don't need this. I don't need a fourth Matrix. I didn't need a second or a third Matrix. I love the first one. I thought the first one was clever. I thought it was awesome. And it was really well done. But the second one was kind of... And then by the third one, you're just like, dude, you're just trying to make money. You should have just stopped at one. Well, now there's going to be a Matrix 4.
Excuse me.
Wow, that's pretty interesting, your first one at 6'11".
No, I had a smaller one, a lighter one earlier.
Oh, okay. I missed that one then. But... the Lana Wachowski is going to do it. The script's written by Alexander Hammond and David Mitchell. They begin production in 2020, and they've been trying for the last couple of years to get back into the Matrix universe, but a holdup over producing rights slowed the project down.
Did you say if Keanu Reeves was going
to
be in it?
I'm sure he is. I mean, he has to be, right?
I would think.
Dude, but that guy, and I admit, I love his movies. He can't act his way out of a box, but for some reason... Everything he's in, I like, except, well, I didn't like the second two Matrix movies, but I love the John Wick stuff.
And it just there's something about that guy's movies that I enjoy. And he can't act.
How dare you?
Well, I mean, I don't. He doesn't care if I think he can act. The guy's,
of course, he does. He's very sensitive. Yeah,
the dude's going and making these ridiculously, ridiculous amount of money off the John Wick movies. Listen, that's not anything where you have to sit there and think. That's what I kind of like. And he's just going to blow people
up. You're
looking
for simplicity.
Yeah, and don't shoot his dog. I love that. I don't know why. I even like Point Break. It's very strange. Like, I go back and look at it. And so, like, if there's a movie and I see there's certain actors that if I see a movie in it, I'll probably watch it because I'm probably going to wind up liking it. He's one of them. And every now and then you get a real turd movie like that. Like, I watched some Ryan Reynolds thing a couple weeks ago because it's the same way with Ryan Reynolds. For some reason, I just like all his movies. And it was awful.
You're sexually attracted to him.
Maybe a little. I mean, who wouldn't be? You know, let's not limit ourselves here.
Don't put you in a box.
Now, Trombone Willie says, I thought Into the Spider-Verse was going to be horrible, but it was actually good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I think my people at my dentist think I'm weird because I'd watched the first half of it and they have Netflix there. So while I was having a bunch of work done, I was watching it. And it's like, why is this dude watching a cartoon? It's a grown man. That's kind of creepy. It's like, well, I wonder to watch the rest of it because I'd seen the first half of it.
What was the bad movie?
God, I can't remember what it was called, but it was, I'll try to remember on the break.
Is it The Hitman's Bodyguard?
No, I like that one. Okay. Well, that one's got Samuel L. Here's another one. Anything with Samuel L, I'm in on.
I've thought about watching
Snakes
that, but
plane.
I wasn't sure.
No, actually, I like that movie. It was pretty damn good. It was, it's not brain candy or anything. It's just, it's fun. And they shoot a lot of stuff.
Okay.
That's why I watched that Sisters Brothers. I mentioned that yesterday. And
wait, did you watch Detective Pikachu?
Watch Detective Pikachu. That's a little outside my purview.
I saw about 15 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds doesn't look the same as he normally does.
Yeah, that's probably...
It's weird. He's got a weird look in that.
Yeah, well, he looks weird in Deadpool.
I think it's a strange haircut that he's got.
He looks weird in Deadpool.
That's true. All right, guys. Job satisfaction, highest level in 15 years right now. Woo! 51%. What? That's it? That's barely half. Guys, 49% of you are driving to a job that you don't care about or you don't like or you're not getting paid enough for. Why? You've got options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Oh, but I don't know anything about computers. I don't have any training on them. I'm not great at. They don't care. Helping people start an IT career from scratch. That's what they do. It's not rocket science we're talking here. It's My Computer Career. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week to get everything you need. And then after you graduate, they're going to help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And I knew the Blitzers would know which movie that was so awful because I think I mentioned it a couple weeks ago. It was called The Nines with Ryan Reynolds. And I thought, okay, it's sci-fi. It's Ryan Reynolds. This is right up my alley. That was such a waste of my life. I honestly, it was so bad. There's not even and I'm not even going to get into the plot because there's not one.
It's plotless just, movie?
It's like at the end, it's one of those that at the end everything makes sense. But it's an hour and a half of just what the bleep is going on here, which I don't mind if it's clever and it kind of, it builds to something. No, this was just, this makes no sense. This makes no sense. This makes no sense. Okay, here's why it made sense. Congratulations. And like, oh. And it had, what's her face? Who I also.
Melissa McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy, who I, She's another one. Anything she's in, I'm going to watch because it's usually funnier than I would expect. So it had those two in it, and I felt like, okay, this can't suck, right? Oh, it sucked.
I haven't watched it.
Yeah. Don't.
I probably won't.
No, it's not anything you would like because it's sci-fi, but it's not even good sci-fi. That's what's...
Wait, there's a sci-fi movie with Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, yeah.
No wonder it sucked.
Well, and I don't know how you take those two and write a script where neither one of them is remotely funny. How is that even possible? So, regardless. Now, and see, and I know it was kind of an indie movie, and there was one that I think I've told you about, that Mississippi Grind that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
That is a way underrated movie. That's a really good gambling movie. So that one I highly recommend. Couple things. Mr. Fowler's former Chronicle employee is that Michael Keaton movie Spotlight that came out a few years back, the greatest movie ever made about how important a valid and caring news media outlet can and should be. Absolutely. And that's also the most realistic newspaper movie I've ever seen. And now, and to be fair, that one hit home for me because we had a very similar situation. And so I got it, especially at the end when he says I was the news editor. It's you get so caught up in the day-to-day stuff that you have to get out that sometimes you ignore things that are going to require time and effort and maybe don't seem as important. And but the thing that and I think this is a lost art, but the thing with investigative journalism is the nuggets you uncover can lead to something huge. And if we still had the same kind of, and I know it's never going to happen because spending a bunch of money on an investigative journalist is unpopular because they're always going to do unpopular stories. And sometimes it's going to take them 2 years to come up with one. If somebody had been on that Baylor thing early, that would have come out a lot sooner. It's just, you know, now it's all reaction. It's like, oh, we'll go do Baylor. But there was a time when, you know, we used to break stories like that when the newspaper did it instead of just finding out, oh, by the way, a bunch of stuff going on at Baylor. 713, somebody remind me that your first Hoffman burp was at 521, so I need to
thank you.
Keep track of
people
everything.
Keep a track.
And then somebody mentioned, you talk about Keanu movies, Constantine. I like that movie, too.
You like that?
I don't know why.
I don't like his movies as much as you do. I've never seen a John Wick movie.
See, I think you'd like those. They're just plain
I don't
fun.
Like The Matrix.
Yeah, well, that's sci-fi, which you're not a sci-fi guy.
So... I struggle with him.
But
I liked Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but okay. Bogus Journey was trash. Come on.
It was okay. Garbage. It was okay. It wasn't as good as the first one. They're making another one, too.
Oh, don't do that either.
Yeah. What, now they're old and you're going to time travel?
Yeah, travel back to when you weren't old.
Yeah, that's...
I think it incorporates those two having daughters. I don't know if they go on the time traveling with... But there's something about... Actresses have been cast to play their daughters.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. Oh, I did like William Sadler as the Grim Reaper in the second one. So, now that you're a management person,
okay,
and you're in the office all the time, there are distractions. And I have the top five office distractions for you. And I want to tell you how many of these distract you during the course of the day.
Coworkers, number one.
Well, this... Okay, so that's three. We're rallying strongly here. Number one on the list, the phone.
I mean, yes and 55%. No. I do a lot of emailing on my phone.
Yeah.
Even though there's a computer on my desk, it's just easier for me, like when I get an email, to respond to it on my phone. I don't know why.
Okay, this one should be much higher here. Loud conversations.
My office is in sort of... A more secluded area where I don't get the loud conversations as much as you do.
Yeah, I get it bad. And which
there's radio going on right across the hall from me. So typically people are quiet when they walk by, or there's like production going on. So people are typically quiet, but people do always walk by my office.
Yeah. Cause you're right in the middle of where everybody has
the main drag. Yeah.
That is one advantage I have. I'm kind of tucked away a little bit. Personal email.
I guess as much as it's on my phone, I get the same notification when it's a work or personal email.
News alerts.
I mean, I have Twitter open most of the day anyway.
Yeah, well, those aren't really distractions because you need that stuff sometimes for the show. Yeah. Noisy construction around you.
I had that a couple weeks ago when they were painting the stairwell, which is right next to my office. And for whatever reason, they felt like they had to keep slamming a ladder or a bucket into the wall. So that was pretty not great.
Here's your top five non-work-related tasks that people do at the office. 57% check social media.
Yeah.
Again, that's kind of your job.
Like, I don't know. I'm not on Facebook at work.
No, me either. 50% text. See, I prefer text and email conversations to actually talking to people.
Same.
Because there's too many. Well, I think you're in the same boat. We deal with too many people.
Yeah, I don't like that. When my office phone rings, I never answer it. I let it go to voicemail, and if it's important, I call them back, or I email them.
Yeah, or I'll text you and say, hey, I can't talk right now. What is this about?
Right.
I'll do that kind of stuff because it's not that I don't like talking to people. It's just I don't have time.
Oh, I don't.
I don't have time, though, for conversations with every single person that I have to deal with on a daily basis, or I would never get anything done. Have a conversation with a colleague about personal life.
Not on it. I mean, not off of air. When it's on air, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
But off air, no, not really. I don't care about that off the air.
I do some because, I mean,
I only care about it for entertainment purposes.
You know, for most of the people around me I'm friends with outside of work. So we do that sometimes. Says keep both my personal and work emails open. They're the same for me. I use the same email for both. Take a longer lunch break.
Mm-hmm. I mean, most days I don't take a lunch break. And typically if I do, it's like 5 minutes to scarf something down in my office.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here's your top five work-related miscommunications.
Of course, I also don't like, you're the same way. We don't clock in and out.
No, we have some flexibility, but we also, I get started at 5:30 in the morning. And that's my first 3 hours of the day is working on Sports Map. And then I'll take a little break and maybe get some breakfast, maybe not, and then do show prep for the first time, and then I'll jump back on and catch back up with Sports Map again, maybe do my emails and all the things that I need to get out to people, then go back and check again to see what else has happened to add to the show, and then pretty much Sports Map up until the show starts.
Right.
And then I'm here. So here's your top five work-related miscommunications. I did this at the Chronicle once, and it was a nightmare. Sending an email to the wrong person.
Done that?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
I send texts to the wrong people all the time. And it's usually something I'm trying to send to my wife. It's always embarrassing.
Make a spelling mistake or having a grammar mistake. I hate that, especially when you're in a hurry and you're trying to do four things at once.
Yeah.
And you look up and he sent somebody an email and you go, holy bleep, how did I say that?
I don't care about that because I just assume those people will think I'm an idiot, and I don't mind that.
Well, most people already think I'm an idiot, so it doesn't matter. Not speaking up in a meeting. I want more people to not speak up in meetings.
Yeah. I speak up if there's something worth saying. If not, I shut my mouth and try to get the meeting over with.
Which I wish we had more people who would do that. That's been a pet peeve of mine since getting back into the management game. I think we waste so much time.
Well, the one meeting, like our first Monday morning meeting, everyone's expected to come with like a progress report for the week. So, I mean, it's like the bosses, all the boss, David Gow's in there.
Yeah.
Like,
but you also have to edit it down.
It doesn't need to go on forever.
Yeah. Because that way, if you do that, then you actually have time for follow-ups and to get in depth. What I hate,
some of these salespeople want to talk about every sale that their department made for how long they're going to be on. Hey man, sales went good this week.
My big thing is when people have conversations with a group that should be with one person. Like they're talking to somebody on I need to get with you on this and let's talk about this. Like, okay, we'll get with them on that.
I hate when the people on the phone talk.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
I don't want to do a meeting with those people.
You just don't like those
people. I don't even know what they look like. I don't like this.
All right. 713-780-ESPN, your number. You know what? We haven't even taken a call today, have we? Except for Jerome. He was on the HRMP listener line.
Yeah, that's it. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I am too after yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. We've got so many ways to contact the show now. That's four. We're getting into, and that's three in an hour, which I think might match your personal best.
Let me see how much Red Bull. I've got a half a can left.
Oh, well, you're definitely going to get another one this hour.
That might be two-thirds of a can, actually.
Oh, man. There you have it.
Plenty more where that came from, bro.
Well, you better pick it up because we only got... I can't believe it's already 6:32.
Soccer Matters up next.
Yeah, Soccer Matters. I saw Glenn Davis wandering around out there. Glenn is... you know what? Just no BS here. I love listening to Soccer Matters on the way home whenever it's on. That's how I learn about soccer, from listening to Glenn Davis. He's the best. He knows more than anybody. He's tremendous. He's the best. He's got all the best people. And then the Hall of Fame with Booker T at 9 o'clock. Also, Brad. Let's not forget Brad. He does a great job, too. I'll tell you who else does a great job. Allied Outdoor Solutions. And, guys, time to revitalize your outdoor living area with custom style and quality. Allied Outdoor Solutions can beautify your backyard with custom outdoor kitchens, patio covers, fire features, you name it. And whether it's fixing your old patio or whether it's getting a new one, call the professionals at Allied Outdoor Solutions and they'll get you ready right now. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your fading pool deck, grade out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And the carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. And they stand behind their carved stone with a 7-year warranty. How about that? They can help on both residential and commercial projects. And here's the thing. Allied can help you figure out how to hang on to your hard-earned cash longer with several monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. With all this, it's no wonder so many people have great things to say about Allied Outdoors. Best Pick Reports certified each of the last 5 years, certified ICIP installer since 2010, and an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009, even has an A-plus rating. How about that? Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 in the Beltway or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com or call for a risk-free estimate at 713-465-0400. 713-465-0400. Drop it.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And that one counts. You got that one in under the wire. We blew one off air. That's 4 in an hour. I think one more is a definite record. Before we move on, take a look at this picture on my screen. I was going to hide the headline from you.
I can't see it from here anyway.
What it says, Florida woman gets caught burglarizing a house, says Trump is her CIA handler, and the Clintons are her parents.
Oh, that makes sense. Chelsea's gone downhill.
How old would you guess this chick is looking at this photo?
Probably 40-ish.
She's 32.
Ooh,
she's had a rough run.
Living hard.
Yeah, but she was arrested for burglarizing a house at 2:30 in the morning, then started talking to police after being arrested. And she basically said that she's CIA. Donald Trump is her handler. Said she told him she works for the Special Victims Unit of the CIA. Boom, boom. She also claimed that Bill and Hillary Clinton are her parents, as well as the late President John F. Kennedy. I'm not quite sure how that works. Who Goins said is still alive.
Okay.
Just in case.
She would know.
Well, she's... been arrested several times, in case you were wondering. So,
hey, I've got we're going to have Glenn in the last segment.
Okay.
But I wanted to give you my Hey Man Bleep That story.
Sure.
It's about, apparently, you know, like, there's a lot of fetishes out there. I mean, some guys are into feet, like you.
I'm a foot fetish guy. Not into feet.
Aaron's super into really, really pregnant chicks. So there's a lot of different ones.
Nothing wrong.
You know?
There's nothing wrong with that. I always like to offer to add a second one in there.
This, though, this might be the most disturbing fetish I've ever heard of.
Okay.
A castration fetish.
Ah!
That's serious business. This is, of course, in Florida.
Wait a minute. Castor.
I'm against that.
You're going to have to explain.
Okay. 74-year-old Gary Van Rieswijk has been arrested for attempting to perform a castration inside his home. Deputies were called, and when they arrived, Rieswijk told a deputy he had just performed a castration on a man and encountered major issues. Deputies found a victim on a bed bleeding heavily with a towel over his groin. The victim was flown to a nearby hospital and is said to be stable. During their investigation, deputies found two body parts in a pink container presumed to have belonged to the victim. Rieswijk had set up a room to look like a surgical center and had medical equipment and painkillers inside. A camera was also set up to record the procedure. Van Rieswijk told deputies he met the victim on the dark web on a site geared towards people who have a castration fetish. I didn't even know that existed.
I don't know
how to get to the dark web, and I'm almost glad that I don't. Like, because if that's what's there, that's too dark.
Well, all I know is that people are stealing your information on it. That's all I ever see on commercials.
There's enough messed up stuff on the regular web for me.
In addition, so sinister, though, the dark web.
In addition, Rieswijk told deputies that he'd tried to perform this procedure last week, but had to delay. Rieswijk told the victim that he had experience on animals and had even removed one of his own testicles in 2012. He also said he'd done a similar procedure on a man in a local motel a few years ago. It also did not end well. Van Rieswijk was arrested Monday and charged with practicing medicine without a license, resulting in bodily injury, a second-degree felony. His bond is set at $250,000.
So people actually get on this site and say, I want to be castrated?
Yeah, there's people who are into that.
Oh, God. Okay, they're part of my Thanos snap.
So to that, I say, hey, man, that.
Big time. I'm against it. I'm against that, too. All right, well, we should go to break so we can get Glenn in here for the last segment as we prepare for Soccer Matters coming up next.
Yes, we're gonna do an old radio move called Crosstalk, where we have Glenn on to talk a little bit about what's going on his show.
That's pretty cool.
And some big news happened last week with the Dynamo. Of course, we never talked about it on our show.
We mentioned it.
But
yeah, Glenn
knows what's going on.
Yeah, we didn't get into details. We just said, hey, they fired their coach.
Yeah.
Basically. Our manager is...
Whatever they call him. We'll talk to him about it and see if they're any closer to hiring somebody new.
All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, I'm gonna go for a ride today. Yeah, I'm gonna
go for a ride today. Who's gonna vibe with me? Who's gonna... You're listening to the Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and very happy to have Glenn Davis, who will be doing Soccer Matters. Use this microphone here, buddy.
Okay.
And, you know, for those of you on Twitch, we have a handsome in here now. So there you go.
Thanks.
You can watch us on Twitch. No, I did not mean A.J.
No.
What's going on, bud?
Happy to be here, guys. I know there's a lot of Texans talk these days.
Yeah, we don't care about that. We're here to talk Dynamo.
All right. I like
We're here to talk Dynamo. Yeah, they fire. What is it, a coach or a manager? Or what do you call them?
Whatever you want. I think coach is fine.
Thing.
Yeah.
The head coach, the head guy?
Yep.
Okay.
Head man is out. Yeah,
he gets canned.
Yep.
Was it a surprise to you that they, I mean, maybe not that they did it, but that they did it mid-season?
No, I don't think it was that big of a surprise to me because it was just such a downward spiral, and it was almost a carbon copy of last year where, you know, the team at the specific time of the year in July goes on a downward spiral. There's emotional control issues in games with players. It was just a carbon copy. Now, I think you got no choice. You know, you only had one, two games out of like 13 games. So, I mean, there is consequence in Major League Soccer now. That's five coaches that have been fired.
Well, and isn't that what you need if you're going to keep your fan base engaged? Because, frankly, you had to do something. I mean, this team was just I started following them quite a bit, and I just completely lost interest because they couldn't win a damn game, especially on the road. And this is what, ever since Cabrera was there, they never did anything on the road.
No, and Wilmer Cabrera, and you know, Wilmer never had a great road record from the start when he was hired. So, you know, those are things you look at when you hire a coach. It was kind of between him and Wade Barrett at the time, and Wilmer got the job.
Are the Dynamo basically, I don't want to say I'm guessing they're not statistically eliminated from playoff contention, but are they basically not making the playoffs?
I think it's going to be very difficult, even with the managerial change. But the beauty of Major League Soccer, you guys know this, is hope and possibility. And it's set up and aligned in a way that everybody has a possibility. Now, you can sit here and say they're only 6 points out of the playoffs, right? So they play FC Dallas, who's ahead of them. They could potentially leapfrog them. Some teams do have a game in hand on them. I do think it's going to be very difficult, if I'm being completely honest, to make the playoffs, but that doesn't mean hope doesn't float.
No, but don't you've got to go get 3 points. You can't be getting 1 point at home.
No, exactly. And for Colorado in that game, that's funny you say that, because that's what we said on the air, too. It's like a point isn't going to be good enough. But if it's a managerial debut and there's a comeback, for him, it's not a bad thing. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, in the picture of trying to make the playoffs, you need three now.
So, I don't know what organizations are well run and which ones aren't. You're way closer into this thing than I am. But if you read on Twitter, if you believe what Twitter has to say, the Dynamo are basically like the Cleveland Browns of MLS. Like, they are one of the worst run organizations. Seem like they just can't get their head out of their ass. I mean, is that kind of the feeling around the league, that the Dynamo are just a poorly run organization?
Well, the Dynamo are getting hammered right now, no question, by national media and even local media to a degree. You know, look, that's what happens when you're losing games. But there has to be a complete rethink, I think, and a vision put in place. And it has to be translated to the fans. I mean, the good thing about the new coach, Davey Arno, is he's accessible. He'll talk. He'll make sure that the players get out in the community, and that was a problem with Wilmer Cabrera. You know, some coaches like to you know, put up walls around their team. I always find that those are people that aren't as confident. And when your stadium's not filling up, your players have to be accessible, because I don't care how much social media you do, the actual physical contact with players, fans, and kids, that makes a difference.
I mean, if it's like any other sport, winning will usually fill the stadium. I mean,
winning didn't, though. Remember, 2 years ago at home, they only lost one home game. They were an entertaining product at home. It is more than that, and it's more than a coaching change. All these components have to go into it, and the Dynamo have dug a bit of a hole here, because I think people are fatigued and they're upset.
Yeah, you had the GM on the night that the move was made. He seems like a sharp guy. He seems to get it. I mean, it's... Do you have faith that they can go out and find the right guy long term and maybe make the moves to make themselves relevant again? I think I'd be more interested if they had they went and got one of these designated players that I've heard of that would make me want to go to the game more.
Yeah, I don't know if that's in the Dynamo DNA right now.
Because I'm casual. If you want casual,
yeah,
you
they should just go
like
get
that.
Messi. He's good.
Or Memo Ochoa, who's down at BBVA Compass tonight BBVA Stadium, excuse me.
Sign him for
Tigres and Club America, which is going to sell out tonight. So that example of what we have down there at BBVA Stadium tonight, how do the Dynamo engage them? And that's the plan they have to come up with, because in the past, people in the organization have said to me that those fans aren't attainable, believe it or not, which is mind-blowing to me.
I think any fan is attainable. It's just like any listener is attainable at some point. You just have to have the right plan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Glenn. I'll be listening on the way home. As I was telling AJ, it's one of my favorite things to do when Soccer Matters is on. I get my soccer knowledge for at least 25 minutes.
We're trying, Fred. We're trying. I'd say a lot of people with a lot of knowledge out there.
You're the best pure soccer show in the city. In my opinion.
Because I'm the only one.
Oh, I'm just saying. In my opinion, we've got the best one here.
I love being here with you guys. And I'll tell you one thing real quick before we go. You guys have embraced me being here. You've made me a part of it. That means a lot, because I did a lot of radio for a lot of years where people couldn't give a flying you-know-what.
Well, I'm not a big soccer guy, but we love you, Glenn, and I know there's a lot of people who are, and I think you interact well with the audience. I love it.
And I'll go one further. Best play-by-play guy in the city.
If you
listen to soccer, and this guy is the best. Period.
There's only one soccer play-by-play. No,
I'm not talking. No, I'm saying out of all the sports.
Oh my!
Well, that's nice, but there's a boy. I'll tell you, there are some talented play-by-play guys here, and I know them all. They're
rock and roll, Glenn Davis.
They all are beneath you, sir.
That's right.
All right, we got to get out of here. Soccer.
Even Matt Thomas.
Does he do play? But he's
part timer.
He's a PA guy though, right?
No, he does the away games.
Does some play-by-play.
Oh, does he? I never.
Does he suck? Him. Yes or no?
I can't say I've ever heard him do it.
Okay. No, he's good. Matt's good.
He's good?
I think he's really good at PA.
Okay.
But I didn't know he actually did play-by-play.
Okay.
Yeah, he does Rockets radio.
I don't listen to the Rockets on the radio ever. So, I really don't. So, I can't comment. All right. Aaron's getting irritated.
Hey, shut up, Aaron.
Yeah, he's also put all the local music songs out for you. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Stick around for Soccer Matters. Stay sportsy, bitches.